This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to John from the band The Forerunner. Well, hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sanchez, and joining me today is my sister in Christ, Miss Kira Starr. Kira, how you doing today?
So excited. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. As you can see, we are missing Jeremy. We're missing Riker. We will have some more information about both of those guys coming up soon. But they are not the reason we are here today. We are here to talk to this man. His name is John, and he is with the band The Forerunner. John, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, man. How are you doing, and why do they call you Sand Shoes?
Okay, so I have been podcasting for roughly about 20 years.
Okay.
And one of the shows I was on was with my uncle, and we are huge Doctor Who fans. We are just complete nerds. And one of the episodes was the 60th episode where it had multiple guys that have played the Doctor, and they all gave each other nicknames. One was Sandshoes, and the other one was Granddad. So when we were deciding to do a podcast, we called it Nerding Out with Sandshoes and Granddad.
That's great. I love that.
And the name Sandshoes just stuck with me because, honestly, I didn't even want to be known by my name on the show. I'm like, this isn't about me.
Right.
So, but what we are here for is tell us a little bit about yourself and about the band. That's what we want to know about.
Oh, boy. It's I've done a few interviews, and it's always difficult to talk about yourself, but as you said, I am John. I'm in The Forerunner. I also have another band called Take. Both are in Las Vegas. Both are Christian bands. The Forerunner is primarily a worship band, and Take is primarily a band that dives deep into my faith and my struggles and, you know, explores that aspect of it more. Whereas, you know, The Forerunner, as you've probably seen and heard, we do a lot of worship, direct worship covers, and kind of just, you know, change it into something that's heavier and a little bit more unique. But we started The Forerunner, I think, in 2011, I think, or it could have been 2010. And we played and toured and recorded a few albums and then disbanded for about 10 years, I believe, and then came back and wanted to write some new music. Our original bass player was with me at the beginning, but he has a family. He had to leave. So it's just me from the original guys. And right now we have our drummer in Take plays guitar in The Forerunner. And then we have our bass player in Take plays bass in The Forerunner. So it's a tight knit group, but we also have two backup vocalists, Christina and Aaron, and then we have a drummer, our buddy Nate, who's been playing with us and touring with us since the original days, you know, back in the day. So it's a good group. But yeah, we've been just trying to come back and say, hey, let's write and record some really heavy worship music. And see what the Lord does with it.
So
that's so interesting. I did so much research and I didn't even see anything that you were involved in Take. I saw Take on some of the websites, but I didn't know that was also yours. So, wow, I missed that completely.
You're totally good. Yeah, it happens for sure.
You stumped our researcher.
No. I mean, I don't know how. If you saw pictures of us, you didn't recognize my bald head. You know, you can't see it here, but I mean, Intake is a lot more goofy. So we do dress up and wear like we played JCHC last year, and we dressed up as Squid Game characters to represent, you know, the life or death choices that we have to make every single day. And so we got a flack for that for a little bit, but it was fine. You know, like I just explained it to people. And so I wore a jumpsuit and everybody else wore masks. So
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know. It's sometimes we push it a little bit too far with what we do and take, but yeah, with the Forerunner, it's just straight. It's no nonsense, you know, straight to the point. We're gonna worship the Lord, and you know, that's what we're gonna do.
Love it. So I got to tell you kind of a funny story about your guys' music. You said you do a lot of heavy worship covers. You guys sent us the song Lion back a few, I don't know, what was it, a year or so ago, 2 years ago? Hadn't heard of you guys. I'm relatively new to like Christian rock metal. Like I've been a metalhead my entire life. And became a Christian and was just like, wow, can't deal with this type of music. And then I was introduced to Christian metal, so that's why I love doing the show. So here's the funny story. We have a local band that absolutely love, Kira absolutely loves, and they played Lion like at all of the shows. So, and I love that song, and I'm just singing along with it. You guys send it to us. And I started listening to it. And I'm like, these guys covered an End of I song. This is awesome. Like I had no idea that it wasn't their song. And I'm really good friends with the lead singer of End of I. I had no idea that it wasn't their song.
Have you heard the original now?
I mean, I haven't heard the original. I've heard End of I's and I've heard yours. Honestly, yours and theirs, yours and End of I's are so well done. I don't think I want to hear the original,
I mean,
honestly.
the original is definitely different than what we do, but it's still very powerful and, you know, fun, and that's why we were drawn to it. It's sort of just like a manifesto. You know, I've been wanting to do manifesto for, you know, 12 or 13 years. And finally, I just took it to our producer, who was incredible, and said, "Hey, man, I don't play guitar. I need you to transpose this." And we sat and worked on it for, you know, days. And I said, "Okay, this is what I had envisioned, and let's go with this." And it came out great. I love that song. The original song by the City Harmonic is beautiful. And if you've ever seen those guys play live, it's like they don't play metal at all, but the passion that just spews out of their mouth, their love for God just comes out, and you're jumping and headbanging with them, even though it's not very heavy. It's incredible. And I was like, I want to do something with this song. And finally, you know, 13 years later, we were able to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's an amazing cover. I do have the original on my playlist as well because I understand what you're saying. It is really good. It is very powerful. Definitely great worship song. I love your cover of it. And I'm glad you brought up Manifesto. I love Manifesto. And I feel like it just came into my life at a time that I needed it. And it's like, even if you don't love metal, you can still share that song. Like I was able to share it with, older people who don't listen to metal at all. I was like, no, you guys don't get it. This is a very powerful worship song. Like, and it has the Lord's Prayer in it, and it's just so beautiful. I literally probably listen to it at least twice every day. It is such a good song. I
You know,
love it.
I appreciate that. And the funny thing behind that song and Lion is that I am really only in those songs. I'm in Lion for like 5 seconds total. And then I'm in Manifesto, and I don't even know if you can hear it really. I do these low, like, singing parts, and they're not super, you can't hear them too much. Like, you can, I think it adds to it, but you can't hear them too much. And that's basically it. In the music video, I'm playing guitar. I don't know how to play guitar. I just wanted to be in the music video, you know. But with me, I'm like, okay, I was able to, you know, develop the song and record it and put it down and kind of direct people on what to do. And like, that's totally fine with me. You know, I don't have to be the lead singer all the time. Our drummer and take and our guitar player and the Forerunner is such a good singer that I'm just like, dude, you do what you need to do, and I'll just sit here and watch you and just be mesmerized.
So it's
Well, it
kind of
turned out
like me
great.
on the podcast. I just sit here and I'm like, all right, Kira, you just go ahead and go.
Wow. That's so funny. You guys, I was also listening to you guys did something, and I talked about this with 6 minutes for a lifetime, 6 hours for a lifetime. And they did kind of the same thing, and it's I love it because it's something that I used to hear a lot growing up. But on your album Victory, you did that bonus track where that was 8 minutes in and you guys are just being goofy. And it's so funny because you guys actually play Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in like a rock style, and it's really cool.
Yeah, we used to do that live, and actually I think we did that live at a Four Today concert, which, I'm like, well, that was kind of weird, but we did it when we were playing with them back in the day, but it was a spur of the moment kind of thing, and it's the only thing I can really kind of semi rap to. So I was
It's
like,
cool.
I gotta get it on there. And we talk about 90s or, TV shows for a little bit before we go into it,
Yeah.
but yeah, I see you posting a lot from Victory, and Victory is such a it's such an interesting album because the songs are pretty cool. I just wish that production was a little bit better. We recorded it in somebody's living room, and we spent 5 days doing everything. We drove up to North California near San Francisco, like overnight, and then recorded it. And I don't think we played to a click track. It was like, all right, we need to hurry up and get it done. So I can listen to it, but there's so many things that I hear, I'm like, oh, dude, like, I wish we would have done that, or we wish we would have done this, that
Wow.
sometimes I had to skip, skip. I saw you post Take This Life, and I honestly, I completely forgot about that song. And then I went back and listened to it, and I was like, you know what? This song is pretty cool. Like,
Well,
I might try to think about re-recording this at some point.
I would have never known that. I think that album sounds really good. And if you guys do redo it, that'll be even better. I think it's amazing. I actually feel like there's a huge difference between that album and then Deceptions. Would you agree?
Yes, and I don't know which way you take it, but like deception. Okay, so when you listen to Victory, it sounds like we just recorded live in like we were just playing almost live. When you listen to Deceptions, it's much more polished and more produced. We had a little bit more time. I'm not sure if you saw either of you saw the video I posted about recording Deceptions, but our record label at the time said, we can't have you guys record near Vegas. You got to come to Rockford, Illinois to record. So we drove there. We played shows on the way there. Well, our transmission ended up blowing in Nebraska. And the crazy thing is that we broke down in front of a trailer that was also doubled as a strip club. And so we're broken down like, what is going on? So we ended up calling this guy, this contact. He ran a youth home, like a Christian youth home, just outside of Hastings, Nebraska, and said, hey, we broke down. He drove like, I think it was like midnight, picked us up. We towed the van to wherever we got the transmission fixed. But it ended up being such a blessing because we hadn't finished the album yet. So if you listen to, there's a song called Excuses and there's a song called Freedom, both of which ended up being awesome. We got to finalize those songs at his youth home, which wasn't being used for the week that we were broken down. So we were actually living at this house that nobody was living at, rehearsing the songs and writing the ending to these songs. So what ended up being like a terrible situation, like God ended up using it for such an amazing, like for his glory, and like it ended up being awesome. So we got the transmission fixed like $1,700 later. Drove to Rockford, Illinois, recorded the whole album, and then drove all the way back. But we got to finish those two songs, and those two songs ended up being like probably my favorite on the album. But yeah, it was definitely, it was a real studio. It was like a real producer that we were working with. Victory was a friend of a friend who were just going to a house, and he had mics set up in random rooms and stuff. So I think the production's better, and the songwriting is probably a little bit, no, and the songwriting's a lot of bit better in my opinion. Like I feel like we kind of leveled up. All of those songs I can listen to and be like, okay, I don't dislike this part because we weren't playing to a click and it's off time now, so, but to each their own. And I honestly have been thinking about also re-recording Our God's an Awesome God because I love that song, and I
Yes.
just want the production to be a little bit better.
Wow, I'm really glad I'm not a musician because I don't hear any of that. I just hear it and I'm moved by it. I'm excited by it. By His Blood is my favorite song of Victory, actually. I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
By His Blood, By His Blood was actually when I first joined. So the Forerunner, I didn't form. The Forerunner, I kind of came into, and that was a song they had with their old band before they got me into the band as the vocalist. So they had written this song, and they were like, "Hey, our old vocalist, just wants to do all singing. We want some growlings with singing." And so, they said, "Here's a song that we have." So that song is like one of the oldest songs we had ever written. I mean, that song's probably easily 2010 or 2011. So, I'm happy you like that one.
It's amazing. And Excuses, that has a really sick breakdown. I really like that one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was just talking to somebody really close to me the other day, and it gets into like a deep theological discussion. But Excuses was basically, I have people that come to me all the time, and they're like, "Hey, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me." And I'm like, "Yeah, cool. I would love to pray for you." But at the end of the day, like, God is most likely given you the ability to overcome what you need prayer for. You actually just have to put it into practice. You have to use the gifts that God is giving you to overcome, whatever it is, porn addiction, lust, overeating, whatever it is, God has given you the ability to overcome it. It's not like prayer doesn't hurt, but I believe that we start using prayer as an excuse. It's like, "I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying," rather than actually just doing it, and prayer's, like I said, nothing against prayer. Prayer is incredible, but we can't use that as an excuse to continue in our sin almost. And so that's where that sin, that's where that song came from, was, "Hey, stop making excuses for your sin. Actually put what God's given you and use it."
I love that. That's
So
amazing.
real quick, we have a comment in our Facebook chat. John Coral is asking what band you are with. You want to go ahead and give the band name again?
So the Forerunner is one of them, and Take is the other one. But I think we're primarily talking about the Forerunner tonight.
Yes, we
But
are.
it's the Forerunner, Forerunner, the Forerunner. It's the John the Baptist. Some people say it's Elijah, but it's John the Baptist that we pulled the name from.
Yep. As soon as I really started digging in your guys' music, I was like, yes, like because it referenced John the Baptist and he says amen, that's some good stuff. So
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
one of the most important parts of our show is we love to ask for your testimony. Would you mind sharing real quick how you came to know Christ?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you get a lot of flack within just being in the metal and hardcore scene. You get a lot of flack from, believers and Christians sometimes. They don't really understand what we're doing in the scene. And I got to give a shout out to some of my oldest friends, John and Deb. They had started a Christian coffee shop that actually had shows. And it wasn't just geared, it wasn't just, and they took a lot of flack from this from the Christian, it wasn't just Christian shows. They would allow any bands in. I watched Bury Your Dead play there, and they would minister to those guys as much as anybody else. And I wasn't a believer when I first moved. I moved from Vegas from Idaho in 2004, and I wasn't a believer. And going to their coffee shop and just being around them, they would not only have, Christian bands come up. I saw Showbread play there in this tiny little Christian, coffee shop, like 100 people it holds. Saw Showbread play there, but then after the shows, they would stand on stage and say, "Hey, we're having a Bible study at our house, or we're having a Bible study, in a couple days here at the coffee shop. Everybody is welcome to come hang out." And the first few Bible studies I went to, I was like, "This is weird, I grew up hardcore Catholic, like really, really hardcore Catholic, and I believe that just as many Catholics are saved as non-denominational or Protestant. I believe that God is calling a lot of them, but I got out of the Catholic faith and asked started asking some questions, and that's not really part of my testimony. But going to this rock in Java where I had questioned my faith, where I had questioned God, and seeing that these people loved on the lost, they loved the underground, they loved the so-called freaks, and they loved them as they came in. It wasn't like, "You're a bad person, you're going to hell." It was like, "We love you. Let me tell you about Jesus, and let us hug you, and then we're going to invite you in, and we're going to do a Bible study." And for me, that's how God really impacted me was like, hey, I am seeing firsthand the love of Christ. You know, it's like God told us, yes, we need to repent, we need to turn away from our sins, but he did it in such a loving fashion, and that's what these people did. So it was like I kept on going to Bible studies. It probably took about a year and a half of going to these Bible studies where I was like, man, this Jesus is real, and I want to dedicate my life to him. And so I still stay in touch with them and talk to them, you know, quite regularly. But it was just such an incredible experience being around a couple who was, they didn't have any kids. They just loved heavy metal music. And they were like, we're opening a coffee shop and we're going to invite everybody in and we're going to love on people and show them the love of Christ. So that's really where God started working on my heart. And I mean, if you want, I have another, you know, testimony that I share quite often too, and you can actually watch it. It's on the take page. But I went through a divorce. Probably it was 2014, and I had been married and to my ex-wife, and we had both spoke at like purity conferences. We were both heavily involved in the church, and she came to me one night out of the blue and just said, "Hey, I've been doing whatever I'm doing, you know, with other people and this, that, and the other." Completely devastated me. And I remember, you know, God works in some pretty crazy ways. And I can't remember exactly what Psalm or proverb it was, and it kills me, but it was talking about an adult like adultery. And so I'd show up to church and be like, Lord, what in the heck is going on? Like, I'm going through this, and now we're talking about adultery, and this doesn't make me feel any better. But I was at a crossroads. I was like, is your faith real, or is your faith just the, you know, the seed that was thrown on the ground that dried up and withered away? And at that point, I was like, yeah, my faith is real, God. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to see this through. And long story short, we ended up getting divorced on 2014 Christmas Eve. The divorce went through. February of 2015, my brother was like, "Hey, I'm tired of you moping around," like for a month or two. "I'm tired of you moping around," which is crazy. He's like, "Hey, I want you to join Christian Mingle," and I'm like, "Okay, that's weird." And so I went on there, and I found my wife, and we've been married for going on 11 years now, and we have
Awesome.
an incredible son. And it just really goes to show, it's like you don't see what God can do. You just have to continue to persevere, 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 with him, leaning on him, knowing that he's in control. And then you look back and you're like, wow, God, like, you brought me through all of this. This is crazy. And now I have this incredible wife, and it's 11 years later, and my son is awesome. And, you know, we have this awesome church family. And it's like, okay, in the moment, I wanted to give up. But it's like, okay, we have a choice. You either choose God, or you can choose to live in your sorrow and in things of this world. And just like Job is like, ah, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, but I'm going to continue to trust God, and I'm going to see what he has for me, you know? And so, yeah, it's just, those are two quick testimonies of like, don't give up, don't doubt, just continue to persevere.
Love
Amen. Now everyone's going to get on ChristianMingle.com.
We were just talking. I haven't heard anything about that in a while. I don't know if it's still around, is it? I mean, it worked for
don't
me, but
know. Well, we
That's
got a few
awesome.
questions here in our chat that I'm going to throw at you real quick. Someone by the name of Eric Young asks, are the people in the Manifesto music video the current official band, or is there a se and is there a second music video in the works?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, the people in the manifesto are the current members. And is there a second music video in the works? Not like pen to paper, but we have been talking to about somebody, the band Dulos, who just released a music video. They're awesome. You should definitely talk to them if you've never talked to them. Their
I have not talked to him.
testimony is wild. But they just released a music video, and so the guy that did theirs was talking about coming out to Vegas and doing one with us. I don't know what song. It hasn't even progressed to that, but I mean, definitely, because the Forerunner, I think that was our first music video we've ever done. And it's been 1,000 years, so that's weird to only have one. So we need to do something
Nice.
else.
Nice. And
It's
then
a good music video too. The
Thank you.
second
Yeah,
question
we just wanted
is,
something simple.
yeah. Second question is from John Coral, and he asks, what are your top three bands to listen to?
Oh gosh, are we talking about? I mean, some I'm one of those guys that doesn't have a problem with listening to secular music as long as it doesn't like blasphemy, and I really won't listen if it's just heavy curse words. I think curse words are a lazy way of writing, and it's just a cop out because you can't think of another word to write.
Yes.
So, it's not my thing to. If it's blasphemous, I'm gone immediately. If it's heavy with curse words, top three bands right now. Oh, dude, that's hard. I'm trying to rack my brain, man. I end up listening to a lot of old stuff. I always go back to Sleeping Giant. I always go back to Sleeping Giant, and I like Holy Name, but I miss Sleeping Giant so much. I miss the energy. I miss just the fire. Not that Holy Name doesn't have fire and they don't love Jesus, but like I just they're it's they're more droning and just laid back worship, you know, and Sleeping Giant was just punchy in the face. Yeah, I had my car towed at their second to last show in California, which was a fun experience. But Sleeping Giant, gosh, it would have to be a lot of people I might get a lot of crap for this, but Turnstile, I love Turnstile. Not a Christian band, obviously, but like their new stuff, they don't really push too much with like the cursing and stuff. Man, I listen to a lot of new metal too. There's actually a band. There's a band called Prison, and if you guys have never checked them out, I just saw that the lead singer got baptized like 3 years ago. And if you like really, really. This guy struggles with heavy depression, but he brings a light to it in a lot of his music, and it's as new metal as it gets. So it like lights my fire, and it's heavy and it's beautiful, but it's a band called Prison. So those are probably those three that I rock a lot. And as soon as we get done, I'll think of somebody else and I'll be like, dang
Well,
it.
let me suggest that you listen to End of I and their new song.
Okay.
That song is fantastic. It's called You. Oh
Okay.
my goodness.
For sure. Okay. For sure. Absolutely. And did they spell, is it end of I like all different words, or is it end of I like one word?
ENDOVI. End of I. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Good
All their
suggestion. I'm
music.
always looking for new stuff.
Oh.
I think it would actually be a really good show having End of I, The Forerunner, and then Bloodlines. That'd be really good.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Bloodlines is sick, man.
Yeah, but
Look at
you got to
Kira
bring
putting
that
out
same
the
kind of worship style.
I'm hoping that we get to play with them at some time, because I've never had the
Me
opportunity.
too. Which also brings me to my next question. I know of one show you have coming up this year, but I haven't seen you guys talk about it. I just saw it. And I hope it's right because it said it was. Do you want to talk about if you have any tours coming up, any concerts, any shows?
Oh gosh. I was just thinking about this. I was looking for something to post on the Forerunners page today, and I go through all of our Dropbox and I'm like, oh my goodness, we haven't played a show since March of last year. And I'm not one of those guys that really goes out of the way to look for shows. You know, I'm just like, all right, Lord, like, where do you want us to play? And we'll play. And we're all married. A lot of us are married and we have kids. So it's tough. It's really tough to tour. But the only show that the Forerunner and Take have is as an audio feed on July 3rd with at the Resuscitation Records stage, and Doulos will be there, Clear Convictions, Pleads a Widow, Pleads, oh my gosh, my brain is Plead a Widow's Cause, Pipe Bomb. It's an incredible night of just heavy music, heavy worship. But yeah, that's the farthest that we will have played west in 15 years. So, and it's probably the only time that we'll go west. It's just so expensive. It is ridiculously expensive to tour, to get out there. So it's like, all right, we've been praying about this for a couple of years, Lord, like we're gonna trust that you can, find a way for us to get out there, because we can't tour to get out there. We would miss like 3 weeks of work. And it's just it's it, we did the cost, and it's just more expensive than just flying. So we're going to fly out there July 2nd, play July 3rd, and then be home with our families a couple days later. So
Yeah. I know. I wish
But
I
yeah.
could have gotten you guys out here for the Immersion Festival we throw in Circleville, Ohio in September. I really wanted to see you guys out here, but I understand all of that and
Yeah.
getting the money to get you guys out here too is a whole thing. But
I
I did
know.
talk to them about it. I was like, what about these guys?
It's it 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 really it's tough. It's like back in the day you could just jump in a car and just book shows and you know, you didn't have any obligations really. You just played one night and hope that you got gas money. But now it's like I can't just show up and say, hey, we need $100, you know, because $100 is going to barely get you to the next day. And then I have a bunch of people losing money at work and, you know, being away from their families. So it's difficult. Like if we're a huge band and we could bring our families and we could, you know, make some money, then it's great. But, you know, every show that we play, we lose money, so
I get it. I get it.
it is what it is, and it's not one of those things where it's like, all right, like I'm not trusting the Lord. It's just the Lord has really put it on my heart, like, hey, be smart with what I've given you. You know, don't just waste all these finances that you have, but be smart with it. And when I say go, it's time to go. And so when he said it's time for audio feed, it's time to go. I don't care if it's going to cost thousands of dollars to get out there. You got to go, and you got to make a way. So. Yeah, if the Lord tells you to move, you better move.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. So, what comes next for you guys? Any more music coming out? Something we can look forward to?
We actually are our producer's in a band, and he's not a Christian, but he is so awesome with being able to pour into him. And being able to witness to him, but he just went on tour. He's in a band and he just went on tour and he's gone for like 3 months. So I told him, I was like, dude, we need to get this next song done before you leave. And we did, we got it done. So we're looking at the end of March, for a song called Eternity that's going to be coming out. And it's a pretty basic song, just calling people like, hey, you have a choice to make. You're listening to this song now. You have a choice to make where you want to spend eternity. And it's like with God or without God. And you can make that decision. So it's straight to the point with that. And it's more along the lines of like Everything I Once Was, if you guys heard that song. It kind of goes back to my nu metal roots a little bit with it's so gripping was like gripping. If you did you hear that song, Kira,
Yes.
with gripping? So gripping's like just craziness and just heavy the whole time. This song kind of goes up and down, sort of like Everything I Once Was, where I harken back to my nu metal days. So we'll have stuff that you know says, hey, this song's coming out on this date and whatever. So hopefully everything gets worked out. I'd love to have some sort of lyric video that comes out with it. I can't say that this would be a music video for it, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you guys get need to get the lyrics on Spotify.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. It's just it reminds me when I log in, it reminds me, hey, you need to add lyrics, and then I'm like, man, I gotta sit here and type for like 2 hours. Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it one of these days. You're right. That's a good reminder.
When you get a time, I get it. You got a full plate. I do have another question. So what is it like being in a Christian band in Las Vegas?
You know, Las Vegas isn't really. Have you guys been to Vegas?
Yes, and I hated it.
Right. So, I mean, Vegas outside of the Strip isn't really like that. It's a little bit different. It's honestly like just about any city that I've ever been to. And locals for the most part don't really go down to the Strip. You know, we have people that go down to the Strip from our church, you know, and evangelize and stuff and talk to people. But that's really the only time that I know people are down there. So the scene in Vegas is really different though. It goes through peaks and valleys where it's like, hey, we got some bands coming in and we're gonna play at a Legion Hall and there's gonna be 300 people there. Like Knocked Loose was playing at Legion Halls for like 300 people a couple of years ago, which is crazy. And you know, it kind of goes up and down. Our scene goes up and down, probably like most scenes, but a lot of bands skip Vegas for some reason. And I haven't been able to figure that out. But I'd say when we first started, there was probably like 10 really solid, like heavy Christian hardcore bands, and now they all kind of, either fell away or just, broke up or whatever. Time is going to tell you who really believes and who doesn't, and where a person's walk is. And I'm not saying that like those people, still don't walk, but like you see a lot of bands that we played shows with, that we toured with back in the day, and you're like, Gideon, what are you doing? Like, what? Why are you? And you could. I'm trying to think of how much to say, but like when you play with certain bands who are professing Christ, and then you see how they act off the stage behind the scenes, you're like, what are you guys doing? And and Gideon flat out says, like, we're not believers anymore. So I have no problem telling you, like, when we played with them, we were super excited. And then when we saw what they were doing off stage, and we were like, what is happening? Like, how could you be doing this on one on the stage, and then you come off and live like hell off the stage? So for me, I'm glad. I'm super stoked that they just said, hey, we're no longer believers, we're no longer Christian. Like, so that way you're not lukewarm. You're like, you picked a side, and for me it's not the right side, but at least they picked a side, and they're not, proclaiming to be something that they're not. And I pray for them, and I pray for, other bands who have walked away, that they'll come back. But yeah, the scene in Vegas is different, for a Christian band especially. It's like, I can I we can go, I've been in the scene long enough where people, respect what I'm doing. But also it comes with being able to show people, like I was taught, like show them love. It's not just up on stage saying, repent, 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 or perish. It's getting down off the stage and hugging somebody who is going through a difficult time, hugging somebody who is trans, hugging somebody who is an atheist, hugging that person and letting them know, like, Christians aren't just all about judging. Christians are about the love of Christ as well. And I'm not ever saying we got to just show them love without saying, hey, like, let's lead you on the right path, but I truly believe, like, if that person is sincere and wanting to know who Jesus is, the Holy Spirit is going to come and change them, and the Holy Spirit's going to morph them, and you're going to look back at your life just like I do and be like, wow, like God took me places I never even thought was possible. So it's just for me, it's just like we live in a dark, sinful city, and they need the love of Christ just as the next city does too.
Yep, absolutely.
I agree.
And I love that you live like that. I've known a ton of bands in my journey here on Rock for Him, and I think people would be shocked to see how many profession Christian bands really don't live the lifestyle. But there's also quite a few that absolutely do. Like, there was one band that I was really good friends with. I mean, they literally had a key to my house. Like, they would tour through Michigan. They could literally pull up to my front door, walk in, and they were home. These guys lived life. They would sit in my living room. They'd be watching VeggieTales with my 8-year-old daughter and giving her horsey rides around the living room.
That's awesome.
Like, these guys were fantastic. So I love that you do that. And you're right. It is important to get down and pray with those people. One of the first Christian concerts I went to, I was completely shocked. The band, two different bands, came off the stage, went back to their merch booth. They weren't interested in selling the merch. A girl walked in who was ready to kill herself, seeing that there was a metal show going on, walked in just to hear the music before she went home and did it, realized it was a Christian band. The band got off stage and they like gathered around her and prayed because she went back to their merch booth and just said, I needed to hear that song. Another girl sitting in the crowd was single mom, just found out she was pregnant, went back and told another band that was like, your music spoke to me. And they gathered around and prayed. This is the kind of stuff that we need to see from Christian artists.
You really get a sense of what a band believes when you're with them for a couple days or an extended tour. And like I had mentioned with the Doulos band, Doulos, I always say it wrong, but those guys, we played a an outreach to the Navajo Nation with them a couple of years ago, and they're there for almost a week, helping build houses. They're helping feed the community. They're going out and being the hands and feet of Jesus, which is like incredible because you don't see too many bands, doing this. You see bands say, "I'm a Christian band," like love Jesus and that's cool. But I think we really need to start taking it a step further. And as you were talking about the girl that came in, I was like, I don't know how bigger bands do it. There's a few bigger Christian artists who tour a lot, and I'm like, okay, do they still have the accessibility to be able to go out and pray, or do they offer that? Somebody like Head, he goes out, and I've seen him go out, before shows and talk to people and pray with people. And I don't know exactly where his belief is, I don't know, but I've seen videos of him doing that. And I'm like, okay, well, if he can do that, he's like the mega rock star of all rock stars. If he could do that, then some of these like middle ground, if the Forerunners at the bottom still, which we kind of are, there's it's true. Like if the bottom is us, there's bands in the middle, and then there's larger bands, and I just see so many bands that are, well, how do you balance trying to make a buck and trying to make a living versus shutting people down, and not going out, And I see a lot of bands where it's like, hey, we're going to charge for just to have access to us, and I'm like, I don't know, like I struggle deeply with like these VIP packages because you got to pay to go meet that person, but also the band is just trying to feed their family. So it's so hard for me. If it's me, I really don't know if I would ever charge for something like that, but I'm not in that situation because ain't nobody paying to see me anyways. So I gotta trick people to pay $5 to see us, rather than, some of these VIP packages. But that's something that I struggle with on a regular basis. It's like, all right, bands, if you're a professing Christian band, you gotta be, the hands and feet at all times. You gotta be able to get down from that stage and go out and not say, hey, you want me to pray for you? It's gonna be $20. Like that's I don't agree with that at all, and I don't know where the line is. So
That's a hard line to really figure out where it's at. I completely get what you're saying. One of the biggest bands that I've seen that absolutely still comes out, Demon Hunter. When I seen them, they literally came out. Their drummer Yogi was standing at their table. Again, I was baby Christian, didn't know anything about Christian metal. I was like, which CD do you recommend that I buy? And he was like, you want to buy one of my CDs?
That's cool.
I'm like, yeah. He goes, let me go get the rest of the guys so they can sign it for you. I'm like, what is happening here? Like, you guys are massive. But he was so excited. And they all gathered around and literally got hugs from each one of the guys. And they all
That's
thanked
so
me for
cool.
buying their music. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
So.
I think sometimes big or small or in between, we forget. And just like you guys do too, you guys have the ability to make such an impact, whether it's on one person or whether it's on 10,000 people. And that one person you make an impact on, either with this show or just, in your daily lives, it could go out and impact a million people. You could be impacting the next person that's like the best preacher of all time, and that could wake them up, So it's like everybody that's listening to this and you too, it's like we all have these gifts that God has given us. Go out and use them. Don't be afraid to go out and use them and to just say, hey, Christ loves you and this is how much he loves you, and point them to the cross, and
For sure.
yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I the first time I met Michael Felker of Convictions, it was at a Free show, and he was the only one running his whole merch booth, and he was talking to everyone and being nice and praying over people.
That's
And I
awesome.
was like, and it was cool because I just had seen him at incarceration. So then
That's
for him to
cool.
be in this Free show and still be down there with everyone, I was like, okay. You got my
I've never
respect.
I've never had the chance to play with them or meet those guys, but they, you know, especially him, he comes across as like really legit in his faith, so that's cool to hear.
Yeah, he actually, I have a friend that goes to a Christ Core Metal Bible Study, and he was her vocalist. Like, he taught her. And then
Oh,
when she did
wow.
her first performance, he showed up. I missed it, unfortunately, but he was there to support
Wow.
her. You know, like, how cool is that? That is
That's
so
super.
sweet.
Yeah, that absolutely is, yeah.
Another cool one, just real quick, that I seen, Skillet. Okay, they're on this massive tour. Just get done playing. I think they're playing with Korn and somebody else. Skillet gets done, and Korn's up on stage. My buddy elbows me, and he goes, "Hey, look down," because we're in the nosebleed section. He goes, "Look down there." John Cooper's literally just standing in the crowd, watching Korn up on stage, and you could see the guy next to him had no idea. And all of a sudden, he turns, and he's like. But I mean, it's stuff like that you just love.
I always see him talking, like, 'cause they're so big. It's incredible. And I get, like, you know, he's trying as much as he can to get down and go out and meet people, but it's, yeah, you could only do so much, but he's still trying. You know, he's like, I'm not too big for, you know, this person or that person. I'm gonna get down off the stage. I'm gonna go talk to people and meet them where they are. And that encourages me. It's like, well, if he could do that, then I can talk to the one person that's at our show. So, yeah.
Whatever. You guys are great. You guys are so amazing.
I gotta tell you, I'm relatively new to you guys' music. Like, Kira's really been like sending stuff like, check these guys out. And like I said, you guys sent us Lion. Love that song. But I've really been digging into your music, and I appreciate, you know, like you said, it's the heavy worship. Love it. You know, because that's what I like. I like that I can now take this music to my 17-year-old daughter because she loves worship music and be like, listen to this. And she started saying, like, why does everything sound better in metal? That's what I've been saying.
Yeah,
Yeah.
duh. Why is that even a question, young lady?
Amen.
Thank
So, you know, it's I really appreciate you guys and your music. So thank you for that. And please don't stop. You know, just even if it's just like you're like, you know what? I just want to put out a song. I don't feel like touring. Put out that song, you know?
I appreciate that. I mean,
Yeah, because
we should be doing 5 or 6 songs this year, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I appreciate that.
for
For
sure.
sure.
Don't stop. Your music literally gets me through moments every day. Like, your music impacts me personally so much. So no matter what, you have that.
Well, thank you. You're sharing our music gets me through
We'll
the
keep doing it.
day, so thank you. Yeah, it's honestly, it's encouraging, and it means a lot, you know, even the smallest of compliments. It's like, all right, well, thank you. You know, I appreciate that, and it's a total blessing to be able to talk to you guys and see what you guys are up to as far as for the Lord, and being able to talk to some of the other people that are watching. So it really is a total blessing. So thank you.
Yeah, this is all God, and this is God is working this all out. So
Amen.
it's amazing. Just keep being obedient.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we are quickly running out of time. I'm gonna look real quick to see if anyone has any more questions. Looks like we did have a question earlier. What is your end goal for Forerunner? Like, where do you see Forerunner going? Or where would you like it to go?
I don't know. Where would I like it to go? It's such a cliche thing, but I've never been one that the Lord tells a million steps in advance. The Lord always just says, here's your next step that you're going to take. So if that is to play a show locally, if that's to release more music, cool. If that's to go on tour, whatever it is, I just want to be obedient to what He has planned for us and make sure that He gets all the glory with it. Because if I'm doing this for myself, then there's no point. There's no point in doing it. And there's no point in calling us a Christian worship band. So I just want to be obedient each step of the way.
Love it. All right, Kira, what else you got?
Oh, Oh, they're really long questions, so we won't do that tonight. But I definitely, now that I know you're playing audio feed, I wasn't planning on going, but I'm gonna try to make it just because I need to see you guys live. I need to
You
see them.
should. You should. You're gonna worship with the Forerunner, and you are going to. The take is all about burning calories, and we make people work, and we have all sorts of stupid stuff planned. Our shows are a party, so it is going to be two end of the spectrum shows, and they're both going to be well worth
Okay, I'm gonna try my best to make it. There's so many
it.
shows this year that I need to get to. Oh man, but I'm gonna try my best. I need to see you guys live. It's like I have this, my favorite band of all time is Bloodlines, and I have this, I just know what it's gonna be like. I just know it's gonna be worship on my knees, just crying, praising the Lord. It's gonna be so beautiful. And I just have a feeling yours is gonna be very similar. So I really would love to experience that so much.
We definitely, well, I mean, you'll be crying either you love it or you hate it. So it's like, yeah, we'll be crying either
I'm
way.
not
So,
gonna hate it.
so Eric Young says, please do more interviews. I'm not sure if he's talking to you or if he's talking to us, which we do interviews every week. So he must be talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, well, okay, I'll post some. If you follow us on the Forerunner page or on Takes page, I'll post some of the old interviews I did. So I don't know if people want to interview me, just call me or tell me they want to interview me and I'll do it.
Listen, don't say that because, like Kira knows, I'll just invite you to be a co-host. You
Yeah.
start out as a guest and now you're a co-host.
I know that's what happened to me. They had me on here and I was like, why do they have me on here? I don't play music and now I'm co-hosting. So I don't
And it's worked out. It's worked out great. So
Yeah,
okay.
it's definitely a God thing for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, another part, very important part of our show is we love to pray for our guests, and it's something that we do every day. We have a group chat set up with my 17-year-old daughter, Kira, and our other two, three co-hosts. So, how can we be praying for you?
Yes, so a physical need is I stupidly played flag football last Sunday, and for the first time in my life, like I think I'm getting old. So I've rolled my ankle extremely bad. And my job in the morning is I run dogs. I get paid to run dogs. So I run like 3 or 4 miles with them in the morning, and the ankle is not doing great doing that. So I need healing for the ankle. Let's see, as far as like the our church goes, I just I want well as far as my family goes, I want to be able to train my son up each and every day with not only what I say but how I act. I want him to be able to see that I'm living my life for Jesus, not just saying I'm living my life for Jesus. So pray that I could be a good witness to him and to my wife, obviously, but for our small tight-knit community, we have a church of like 60 to 70 people, and that I could just be a blessing to those people with how I love on them, with how I'm there for them. I struggle really mightily with connecting, and this may sound weird, but like I try my hardest to connect one-on-one, but I always feel like I'm getting pulled in a different direction, whether, because I'm an elder at our church, so whether it's helping over here, whether helping over there, and I kind of lose track of like one-on-one time. So being able to be there for people one-on-one, I think would just be something that you could really pray for.
For sure. For sure. Okay. All right. Got all that written. And let's see. Oh, people are saying this is a great interview. Thank you. Appreciate it. I
All
did my
right.
best,
You, I
but
mean, it was you guys, not me. You
these
guys
guys
asked
just
good, you
showed
guys asked
up.
good questions.
All right, so I will go ahead and close this out in prayer.
Absolutely.
All right. Great and Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for bringing John to us and just giving him the ability to bring this music, this heavy worship that so many people just love. Lord, I ask that you just be with him and help heal his ankle, Lord. You are the great physician. You can heal all things. So please just be with him, comfort him, and heal his body. Lord, I ask that you just continue to grow him as a husband and a father. Lord, help him represent your son Christ in the best possible way to his own son. Let him lead by example. And Lord, just help him be a blessing to his church. Help him to be the type of guy that just opens up and talks and gets out there to each and every person and makes those connections that are necessary. And just continue to bless both bands that he's in, both Forerunner and Take. Lord, it sounds like they're out there and they are serving you to the best of their abilities. So we thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for Rock for Him, and I thank you for
Yes.
Jeremy and Riker and Scott and Kira. Lord, I thank you for my wife and my daughter for allowing me to do this. But most of all, we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to
Yes.
die for us on the cross.
Amen.
Lord, we don't deserve it, but we appreciate it. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
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 And before you guys hang up on me, anybody, if there's for anybody that's out there listening, please don't hesitate to message us at any point in time if you need to, talk about something that you're going through, if you need guidance or something, if you need prayer, please. And that goes for you too as well. Like if you guys are just like, oh man, I just feel like talking to John today and I need prayer for this, just reach out to me. The Forerunner Vegas. Hold on one second, I forget what our name is. It might be the Forerunner Vegas on Instagram as well.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
the Forerunner Vegas it is. So just reach out. It's always me that answers on there. So just make sure if you're going through something difficult, hit me up. I'm here. I'm here. I'm always on doing something on social media or trying to, so.
Perfect. Well, don't you go anywhere because once Kira lands a plane and we stop the podcast here, got a few questions for you. So, Kira, go ahead, wrap us up.
Right. Thank you guys so much for being with us tonight with the Forerunner. And if you're gonna rock for him.
Thank you all.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock for him.
Stay tuned because next week we talk to Adam and Jesse of the band Brightstar.